Hello everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Max Kuzmenko, and today I will be giving my review on the website known as weaveinc.org. I will start off with a summary, then move on to a breakdown of the rhetorical tools used, and finally I will go over what the site did well and what the site could improve on. Weave's mission is to build a community that does not tolerate sexual assault, domestic violence, and sex trafficking, and provide survivors with the support they need to be safe and thrive in the Sacramento County. This site really follows these principles by offering many resources for victims. The site also offers many ways for members of the community to get involved and provide support for victims. The site also offers many statistics, survivor stories, and ways to get involved. Weave also works with local authorities, courts, and Child Protective Services in order to meet their goal. Now we will be moving into the use of rhetorical tools used throughout the site. I will be starting with the purpose, which is to build a community that is free of violence and abuse. They do this by providing resources for victims and informing misinformed people with statistics of abuse and violence. Next, I'll be moving on to the author, which is the organization known as Weave, and they are the primary provider of crisis intervention services for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault in the Sacramento County. Weave is also committed to breaking the cycle of violence by educating the community to better understand the issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. The intended audience of the site consists of victims of sexual abuse and for people in the Sacramento County who want to provide support for the victims. The genre of the website is an informative blog that offers resources. The community consists of people who live in the Sacramento County, victims of abuse and harassment, and people who want to provide support for the victims. Now we will move on to ethos, pathos, and logos. Before we move forward, I will define each of these terms. Ethos signifies the author's credibility, pathos describes how something appeals to our emotions, and logos is logic and facts. The site used ethos by stating that the organization Weave has experts in the specific field that can provide help and support for the victims. The site demonstrates pathos by providing emotional survivor stories. And finally, logos by providing statistics and facts about sexual assault, sexual harassment, and sex trafficking across all ages and genders. Now we will be moving on to what the site did well. The site did a lot of things well in terms of just making it very simple to navigate, which allowed me to find out more about Weave and their motives and goals. It was able to reach a broad audience and was very inclusive with the quote, "All relationships, all genders, all ages, all people, all the time." This quote means that they are literally willing to help out anyone, no matter what situation they are in, what gender, what age, you know, just anyone in the community who suffers from sexual assault, sexual harassment, or sex trafficking. The site offered a lot of interesting and staggering statistics about the subject, which just adds more credibility for their cause and their motives. Like, did you know that domestic violence is most common among women between the ages of 18 and 24? And that the cost of domestic violence exceeds $8.3 billion annually? Man, that's a lot of money. I wish I had that money. And if you wanted to, the site also provides presentation requests. And they are basically, you can request a presentation for local schools, teen groups, faith groups, businesses, neighborhood groups, law enforcement, healthcare professionals, and any other interested parties in Sacramento County. They can come out and they can like explain what the organization is about and just like get more people involved and informed about the concerns and just everything that is concerning sexual assault, sexual harassment, sex trafficking, and just remedy that issue, you know, strike from the core instead of spending that $8.3 billion to support it. Their purpose is very clear, concise, easy to follow, which just makes the site very easy to navigate. Just everything is laid out for you on the opening screen, and you can select tabs that are just, it's just so well organized. I just love the organization of the site. So now we will be moving on to some of the things that the site definitely could have improved on, and those things consist of, you know, the use of images. I felt like they could have used more images or pictures to further push their narrative, further push what they are trying to do for the community. I felt like whenever I was going over it, there was a lot of repetition in the information that they were using. Like, they were basically saying the same thing like two times in a row. It's just like worded differently and stuff like that. What I also noticed was that they were pushing the donation feature a lot, which means like they were trying to get others to donate for their cause, for their site, which is fine, you know, but I felt like it was a little bit overdone. Overall, the website is very useful, and it has a clear and concise purpose. It also reaches a broad audience and is a part of a large community. I would rate this website 8 out of 10 just based off everything that I mentioned in this podcast. It's very easy to navigate, very clear, and it is very helpful. This concludes my first podcast, and I will hope to see everyone later for my next episode. Bye. Have a great day.